the baptism of Christ, your sins were not gone. You didn't have God in your heart until the Holy Ghost came in. You didn't have Jesus in your heart. When the Spirit, the real Spirit of God comes in, Jesus said, "The Father and I come take our abode." You see, He comes. 1 John 3:24, we know that He dwells in us by the Spirit that He has given to us. How'd John know that? Because the Spirit confessed Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Yes, the spirit of Antichrist has been enthroned for almost 2,000 years among the saints of God on earth. He's been for many, many centuries now in the temple of God claiming that He is God, and that receiving Him is greater than receiving the Holy Ghost from God. He claims that He washed your sins away before the Holy Ghost got there. He claims that He cleansed your soul. He forgave your sins before the Holy Ghost got there. And He's a liar. Yes, it's the spirit of Antichrist who teaches men to believe that they are saved before they receive the Holy Ghost baptism. And he has the hearts of my brothers and sisters. And I want them free from him, so that we can all be together in one. The doctrine of the Antichrist, the basis of all of this religion that God hates called Christianity, is that you are right with God before the Son of God baptizes you with His Spirit. You never see, never read in any book of the New Testament of any person being born again before he received the Holy Ghost baptism. There's no example of that in the Bible. The spirit of Antichrist, in spite of that truth, has just about convinced everybody in the kingdom of God that when they received Him and His speechless Spirit, that's when God came in. And now you know why the word Antichrist never appears in the book of Revelation. John's revelation dealt with the future. But when John wrote that revelation, he was dealing with the spirit of Antichrist among God's people right then and warning them of his speechless spirit. The Antichrist came teaching that men were right with God and had their sins washed away by the blood of Christ without receiving the Holy Ghost baptism with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. That's the doctrine of the Antichrist. And what a success that doctrine has been. It has ruined the beautiful garments of the children of God. It has divided us. It has darkened the minds of God's people and turned them against one another. But Jesus will rescue us if we'll ask Him. He is now exposing that man of sin to you so that all of us, all of His children, may pursue the things of the Spirit of God together. This is how you know the real Spirit of God. The most important words that I've read to you tonight. John said it, and he knew what he was saying. This is how you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist whereof you have heard is coming. And it's already here. Paul said, when God exposed him, when God revealed him to his people, that would be a sign that the coming of Jesus is near. And let's hope that's what is happening now.